He holds the Texans franchise record for most consecutive games with a touchdown pass, most passing yards in a game by a rookie, highest pass rating in the season. And that's just a few, you know. So you just kind of wonder, like, I guess the whole massage thing derailed him. I don't know, bro. But
that was it. Success was tied to the debauchery.
No doubt.
And when you pull away the massages,
yeah,
is he the same? So far, no.
No. No. He was the passing yards leader in 2020, the entire NFL.
So I don't like tying those two things together, but we have to.
It's unavoidable.
There's a correlation. There's been a correlation since he's had to cut out the
massages. He lost the year in 2021, right? And then they brought him back in 2022. I don't even know if he was playing yet. Was this his first year back? It was his first full year back, wasn't it?
I believe so. Then he got hurt again.
Yeah. So he missed all of 2021. He only played in six games in 2022. Only played in six games this year. Now, the Browns were 5-1 when he was out there.
Worst contract in NFL history so far.
I mean,
by far.
You got to give him that. They were 5-1 when he played. Now, they were also good when Flacco was out there, so that seemed to be more of a testament to the rest of the team and the quarterback.
That was a Super Bowl caliber defense.
Yeah, until they saw CJ.
It's fun talking NFL and quarterbacks, isn't it?
I love it. I personally love it.
I don't know how you do when you don't have one.
I just talk about the other 31 teams.
Yeah, but that's good
enough for me. You know, I don't know what the hell we think we're doing. Adam Chernoff and the team at Right Angle had another under that they put out yesterday.
Oh, really? It sounds like I should be aware. Like, this one's interesting.
Well, it's America's team.
Really?
Under 10.5.
Wow.
And you know what? I kind of agree with it. I do. I think it's going to be really hard for them to get to 11 wins this year.
Are we watching the last of Dak?
Yeah.
With Dallas?
It feels like it.
He's going to walk out.
And then you think about the Commanders now have a real quarterback in Jaden Daniels, so that's going to be, you know.
They do have a real
That's not a guaranteed win anymore. Him and Terry McLaurin is like, you could see that, right? You could see that being a thing.
I can.
Then, obviously, Philly, you expect to bounce back there. The Giants, if they're healthy, they got Daniel Jones, Malik Nabers, they're going to be better. So the division is not going to be, it figures to not be as bad as it was a year ago.
I think they're going to miss Saquon.
They might.
So much of that offense was geared around him.
Maybe he was.
Daniel Jones comes back down.
Maybe he was a crutch for them. Maybe we find that out, Jason.
Crutch? Really?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is what he is, though, bro.
Well, I mean,
there's a ceiling on him. There's only, you know, Dable's great, but there's only so good as Daniel Jones can be, which is why they should have been in the market for a quarterback as opposed to Malik Nabers.
I see why he went under here. Oh, I see why he went under. Okay, here's who they play outside of their division. At Cleveland, week one.
Defense.
Baltimore, week three.
Ooh. They got the North.
Detroit, week six.
Mm-hmm.
At San Francisco, week eight.
Ill dog.
Houston, week 11. At Atlanta, week 9.
That's a win.
Is it at Atlanta?
Atlanta will win the South, the NFC South, but they're not some threat to what should be contending teams.
Bengals, week 14.
That's tough.
I mean,
Bengals is at Dallas.
Yeah.
Still tough.
They get a lot of these at home, but still, I mean, you know, it seems like you could start the season 1-2.
Under on Cowboys. A lot of Cowboys fans in Memphis hate here. That's a gray cloud for them today.
All right, let's see if we can find 7 losses.
No, they got Super Bowl dreams every year.
At Cleveland, we're going to give them an L there.
Yeah, I like the L. The Cleveland defense is better at home than it is on the road. They're going to be great.
I'm going to go games where I think they'd be underdogs or close, like short favorites. Baltimore week 3, I'm putting it as an L.
Mm-hmm.
With Derrick Henry?
Baltimore.
So that's
will
2.
Will be heard from this year.
That's 2.
Seriously.
Home against Detroit.
I think they beat golf.
Okay, you think they beat golf.
I hate Detroit.
At San Francisco, that's an L.
Big dog, L dog.
At Atlanta, you're giving them that win.
Yes.
All right, so right now we got 3.
Hell, it could be Penix by that time.
Philly at home, November the 10th.
Give them the dub.
Okay.
They'll split with Philly.
Houston.
I have questions about their leadership, Philly's leadership.
Houston on Monday night.
That's at home?
Yeah, it's at home.
CJ ain't coming into there and getting a win.
Bro, you crazy. You crazy. That's an L. But fine, we're going to give it to you.
This man you say may not be better than Bryce Young, going to go into Dallas and win? My goodness. Okay.
Cincinnati, Monday, December the 9th. It is at home.
L. Burrow's not playing.
That's 4.
As long as Burrow's playing, that's a win for Cincinnati.
Let's see.
You said there was one more.
At Philly.
We have to split. Have to go split.
So, look, it seems like you think they're going to go over 10.5, though, based on your...
They should. They're a team that should be among the best in the NFC. There's no excuse.
Oh, what about this one? What about this one? At Pittsburgh.
Come on, bro.
You just giving them all the coins.
Did you see the words are that Fields has already checked out?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
He's returning kicks.
Man, that was some foolishness, fool.
No, it was on the Madden trailer.
That was
the Madden trailer.
Dude, the special team coach said we should be open to anybody doing it or whatever else. What's that old game where you listen to it and the thing changes as it goes? Yes. And Justin ain't returning kicks, bro. He might not be playing quarterback. I hear he's real sad.
In the Madden trailer that they released today, the kickoff, this opening scene is Justin Fields fielding a kickoff.
That's ridiculous.
And
they
handing
just
it to Cordarrelle
off of
Patterson.
Some silliness from the, yeah. No, that's some. They got Cordarrelle to do it.
Right.
You're not putting Justin Fields back there.
Dude, he's dynamic, man.
Hell, I'd be depressed, too, if they're going to make me return kicks.
So,
and I was taken by the Bears at, what, 10?
So the new rule is that the defense can't move until you catch the ball?
Well, yeah, but they're all the way up there now.
Okay.
That's what's going to throw you off. I was trying to explain to Brad. He couldn't picture it in his head.
So they're not – where are they set up at?
The kicker is by himself.
Right.
His kicking team
is
down on the other end, like, what, 5-10 yards apart from the receiving team.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And so what they're taking away is the collision,
right? The
collision between the full speed collision.
Steam.
Exactly. And so that returner is going to be behind,
yes,
which much is like a line,
compact.
A running back.
It's like a running play.
XFL
basically
did it, and it led to many exciting plays, and they're hoping it puts the return back in the NFL.
Because if you get past that first line, it's over.
Yeah, theoretically.
It's over.
Now, you got to imagine they're going to drop some guys back for that.
Oh, interesting.
That's what will be interesting.
Some guys near the kicker.
You can't just rush them all up because, like you said, you get past that initial line, you're gone. You only got the kicker.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And you've seen some of these kickers are beefing up this offseason, getting ready to tackle again.
Wow, that's so interesting.
And some have talked about not putting their field goal kicking, real, you know, expensive field goal kickers out there and finding another kickoff guy because we don't want our field goal kicker out there getting hurt.
Oh, man, that is.
And so there's a lot to consider with this. It should add some excitement.
Got to find like a nose tackle that can kick the ball.
It's the literal reason why Pittsburgh went and got Patterson, just for this, for what he could be for them special teams wise. Yeah, it's a weapon. Potentially. We hope it's going to be exciting again.
Well, we'll see.
Because the kickoff is done. Like, most of them weren't even getting returned.
That'll be the reason to watch preseason is to see
how it works.
You know, how these teams experiment and what they learn.
Yeah. I think that's the general. You know, I don't have all the detail, but that's generally how it's going to look. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, Janikowski just played a little bit too early.
Would have been a stud.
He would have been the baby, exactly. Been an all pro, you know? All right, we'll come back. Kendrick Lamar had a pop out yesterday. Everybody was there. Talk about that and more on the other side with the rundown. Jason and John, Arty Turner FM, ESPN.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, an Odyssey sports station.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Grab a free gym pass from your neighborhood gym today. Thanks to Shelby County Government's new Shelby Cares program. Local residents 16 and up can attend free beginner-friendly yoga, aerobics, or CrossFit classes at the neighborhood health club near you. Visit www.shelbycares.co/workout. That's www.shelbycares.co/workout. Family, let's get active. Make friends and have fun. Together, we can make Shelby County one of the healthiest places on earth.
Any day is a good day to sell your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Benstorff Realtors, but the absolute best days to sell your home are those days that end with a Y. That's right. Numerous scientific studies and my friend Kevin, who is also a wine connoisseur, have shown that if you want to sell your home, make sure and use my highly successful strategic marketing program and list on a day ending in a Y. Now think about it. Who would be foolish enough to not trust science and a wine connoisseur? Seriously, changes are happening in the real estate industry, and it's not just that sellers don't know the answers, they don't know the questions. That's why I'm here. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, I talk to 2 to 3 experienced brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Shell Dunn. Call me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com or 483-0546.
Hi, folks. Bob Burke for Sunrise Buick GMC Truck. It's our 35th anniversary of Sunrise, and we're celebrating with savings that are bigger than ever. Over 600 new cars and trucks to choose from with huge savings. It's a used car buyer's dream. Check it out at sunrisememphis.com. Hundreds of used cars and trucks with a lot specializing in cars and trucks under 20. Remember, we specialize in secondary buying three, but at least they're affordable at the 35th anniversary sale going on all at all.
Upgrade her diamond ring this summer with no money down and zero interest for 5 years. Hi, it's Eric Hasseltine for my friends at Genesis Diamonds. Don't miss this amazing offer from Genesis Diamonds. 5 years, zero interest, bracelets, bands, colored gemstone jewelry, and Rolex Submariner or Explorer starting at Perkins Extended.
I'm John Morgan. Morgan injured in a car accident. Law firm. Over 35 years, my mission has been the time to file a claim may be limited. Last year, more clients hired Morgan for you. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Getting quality employees to fill those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Howie, what's going on this summer with Robert Irwin Jewelers?
It's easier than ever to get engaged this year with Robert Irwin Jewelers. During our Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale, you get the 365 meant-to-be guarantee on your custom-made engagement ring. And guess what, Danny?
What?
With any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a sunny summer getaway for two.
That'd be a great place to pop the question.
You'll get a yes.
Yes, you will.
See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, or online at rijewelers.com. Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Summer's heating up, and so are the savings at Choate's. We've got 3 incredible offers to make your season spectacular. First up, our Grill and Chill with Choate's Summer Special. Upgrade your HVAC system and choose between a free Yeti cooler or a Green Egg grill on select systems. Then power through any outage with Choate's generators. Be one of the first 50 customers to buy a generator and score a massive 75-inch TV or an iPad. Also, don't forget about our tankless water heater offer. Purchase a tankless water heater from Choate's and receive a premium toilet free. Don't wait. These offers are too good to last. Turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 or visit us online today for your free estimate. Now introducing Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Generators. Choate's, let our family serve your family.
I've got him on the line, rockin' Ronnie Smith. And Ronnie, I hear it's the Make This the Summer event going on now at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat.
That's right, Randy. I've got 2024 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab 4-Wheel Drive, $649 a month.
Man, that is awesome. What else you got, Ronnie?
2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport 4-Wheel Drive, $659 a month.
That's a hot deal on Gladiator Sport. What else you got?
Get super power in a 2023 Charger RT Scat Pack, $698 a month. That's 80 $5,600 off MSRP.
So drive past the rest and come to the best at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat along the Pike. Or shop online anytime at GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months, 5,000 down. Ram, RN19-4282, MSRP 48,595. Jeep, RL11-6172, MSRP 51,690. Charger, PH6-12877, MSRP 55,110. Price includes all rebates and incentives and excludes PF695. Payments include PF695. All exclude tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a boss. Now let me see you lean and rock like a boss.
The best wings in Memphis. You know where to go. That's the Wing Guru. Best wings in America, ladies and gentlemen. That's right at the Wing Guru. One of the best parts about the Wing Guru, you know, it's the flavors. That's what it's all about. You're not going to find these anywhere else. Got the garlic sriracha, got the triple J, got the can't catch cow. I mean, you like it any kind of way. Zesty, spicy, hot. Something for everybody. These are the best in town. Undisputed champion of wings. That's the Wing Guru.
Got plenty more time in June to take advantage of the June special. Was so good last month. We ran it back. Two Wing Guru legs. If you've not tried Billy's legs, you're going to absolutely love them. Crispy, delicious, and basically dunked in whichever one of these 22 flavors you like best. John mentioned his. He never mentions my favorite, the Nashville Hot. Triple J's really good as well. Had that recently. So if you are on lunch break, right, you got your 30 minutes, you need to get some lunch in you. The Wing Guru, take advantage of this special. $5.99, two legs, a small fry, or okra for just $5.99 throughout the rest of the month. You can do that at any Wing Guru store or online at thewingguru.com. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Everybody around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the Rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, we are less than a week out to the NBA draft, the first round of the NBA draft, the one that everybody obviously cares about. And I will say, like, you know, a lot of years you kind of feel like the number one pick is there's a consensus, right? I guess, you know, the Tatum year when the Celtics traded down.
Still got him at three, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So maybe that's the year. But there's certainly not one this year. There's not a consensus at all. Cavoni has Zachary Richache from France going number one. And
what about the Jabari Paolo year?
That's true. That's true. There was definitely not consensus there.
Because it switched up, right?
Yeah, it did. Late.
That's the one you mentioned, Woj. You got that one wrong.
The 2022 draft. Yeah. There was not a consensus. Okay. So maybe I'm overrating that. Maybe there's usually not a consensus.
No, I want to tell you there usually is, but we've had at least one recent one where there's been, you know, which guy you taking, and we had it all the way up until the actual pick itself.
Right.
You know,
with, yeah.
You know, some of the reporting on who it would be. So.
Yeah. I got the.
But I think, historically, I think you're right that the one usually shakes on out.
Right. Cade was a consensus.
Yes. Zion.
Ant was a consensus.
Yes.
Zion was a consensus. Ayton? I don't really remember.
I think he was there.
I think he was, though. I think he was. Fultz, I don't think was. I think there was some dispute there. I think Ben Simmons was. I think Karl Towns was. I think Wiggins was.
Yeah, so historically, yes.
More years than not, there's a consensus. There is not one this year. So Gavoni's got Reese Hachette going number nine, or excuse me, number one, and he's got Cody Williams going ninth. So that's what he's got for the Grizzlies. And then Sam Vecenie of The Athletic has Donovan Klingon going number one, which is obviously the – and look, the part of this is, you know, you kind of want people to read your mock draft. If you just kind of go with what everybody else is saying, you don't stand out, right? If you say that I got Klingon going number one, more people are going to click that article. It's just the truth. I mean, it is a hits game. I there's no way Klingon goes number one. Do you?
Possible. I mean, I think the reporting from Gavoni was he's worked out and they liked him. The Hawks like what they saw. I still would think it's a long shot that they'll end up taking him one. But that's the point. He could be in play up there because of the Hawks and this whole inability to get some guys in for workouts, whatever else. But I think ultimately they'll end up, you know, going Richaché.
Yeah.
Richaché.
I think so. But again, I haven't seen those guys play. So
I think it's Sar that has not and will not work out for the Hawks.
Yes.
And so they feel stuck. That franchise, that organization. And this is not the draft really to not have that consensus number one guy, right? If you're the Hawks, you got the first round pick. I mean, the first pick in terms of the draft, you wish there was a guy, you know, that you knew for sure. So they, you know, it's a wrong year to get number one for sure. They may end up, you know, maybe trading back.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
If somebody's dead set on getting one of these guys.
Is there any player in this draft who you're like, whether Grizzlies related or not, who you're like, you're sold on being a really good player?
I think Stephon Castle is going to be a really good player.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah.
He wouldn't be a fit for the Grizz.
He would be a fit for the Grizzlies.
He says he wants to play point guard, though. That's the
problem. Well, I know, and we heard that from the combine. He expects to be a starting point guard, and he'll be the franchise, essentially, in terms of at least the top of it. But I'm not worried about you know what he sort of sees himself as.
Mm-hmm.
Dude hits a lot. Defensively, number one, fits the culture. I think his shot, his three-point shot, is better. We saw that in the combine than what he showed at UConn. So I'm not as worried about it as we once were. And again, you got back up to Ja on a rookie deal, easy with him. And so keeps, you know, depending upon what you do with Marcus Smart, keeps him where you want him. And, yeah, all of a sudden you got a guy behind Ja that you feel real good about. I didn't think it's with his size. Mm-hmm. I mean, just defensively, he's a monster.
Yeah. Obviously, you know where I'm at. I think Reed will be a good one.
I mean, I think Klingon's going to be a good NBA center, Walker Kessler's a good defensive NBA center.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with Klingon's offense, but I think he fits the league. Yeah. He'll be successful, you know.
It just depends on how you define success, right? Like, if you're in the league after, you know, in 6 years, that's successful, right?
But notice we're talking about the American guys because I got no clue.
I absolutely agree.
On these European guys, you know?
I think Edie will be an NBA player. Again, do I think he'll be great? No, but I think he'll be in the league just because he knows his role and that's what he's going to do. And he's going to do it well. And he's also 7'4". So I think he'll be in the league as long as he's healthy. You know, outside of that, I'm not really sure.
I mean, I thought the guy you're most confident about is Reese Shepard.
Yeah, I think his
– based on your take on him the other day. Good
Lord. Yeah, he'll be in the league.
There's no guarantee he's going to be a success, though.
He'll be in the league. Again, yeah, is he gonna be an all-star? That'd be tough, you know? But, yeah, I think definitely – I mean, I think there's guys – I think this is a draft where maybe you don't have the star power, but you have guys who are just in the league, you know?
Sure.
Because, like, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is not an all-star. But if you watch NBA basketball, he's a very good player. He's won two championships, and he's a guy that nobody will ever talk about, right? But if he got drafted fifth overall, that's a good pick, you know? I don't know where he got drafted. But if he went fifth, that's a damn good pick. It's a guy that makes NBA playoff shots.
Was that high?
He was eighth. So, you know, that's a good pick at eight.
Yeah.
Like, people have to understand that. If you can get a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope at nine, you did a great damn job.
How tall is he, 6'4"?
Yeah, I mean, something like that.
Stephon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like,
Castle.
I'm not saying it has to be the same. He's 6'5 listed, but yeah, 6'4, 6'5, whatever. I'm not saying it has to be that position.
That's what I believe Stephon Castle will be.
I'm just saying if you know, he's not an all-star, he's not an all-defense, he's not an all-whatever, but he's a solid, reliable, and dependable pro basketball player. If you can get that at 9, you did a great damn job. Because they didn't do it at 10 3 years ago. That's for sure. So,
well, I think you were in a different spot then, too, with Zaire. Now, you were in terms of wing help that you needed. But I'm just talking about, too, in terms of willingness to take a guy that maybe was a little bit of a project, could take more time. Not saying that you won't end up with someone like that in this draft, but the priority is different now in terms of, we talked about with Drew, you've said it, it needs to be win now. It has to be a guy. Whether I'm using the pick to get one of these players out of the draft or not, and that's where Devin Carter over a Cody Williams, because you know what Devin Carter is right now, where I could agree with, right? I need that player to help me right now.
Yep.
Because unlike, you know, when you drafted Zaire, dude, it's time to be a contender right now in these next 2 years that you've got Jaren Jackson on contract. So, again, whether it's I'm using the pick to go out and help me acquire a veteran that's going to help me do that right now, or it's one of these guys that are either a perfect fit like Klingon or a little bit more polished like a Devin Carter, I want that guy to be able to help me now as opposed to, hey, I'm willing to give this one 3-4 years. Two guys that are projects, no. Because, again, you can use that pick to get better right now in this time that you've got to be a contender. So that's the way I'm looking at using this pick in terms of, yeah, Klingon, okay, rookie. But he's a perfect fit that you feel like could play right now, you know, much in the way that a Lively is playing for what turned out to be a contender in Dallas. I can see that happening. But these other guys, these, you know, projects, Cody, who could be sitting for a while as we try to figure out, as Drew said, what he is in this league, and especially at the wing position now with the Grizzlies. Now, give me something that's going to help me win right now. Or let me use this pick to go acquire something to do that.
Right, right. So we'll see. I mean, they'll have a lot of opportunities and options at their disposal. But for now, we're still getting these mock drafts. And right now, it depends. Depending on who you believe. Is it Devin Carter? Is it Cody Williams? Doesn't seem like Kinect's going to fall, unfortunately. But should be a fun run-up to the draft.
Next story.
Pistons, yesterday, they did what Monty Williams didn't see coming. Monty Williams said he was blindsided with the Pistons deciding to move on from him after one season. They're going to pay him the remaining $65 million on his contract. Pistons got a new president of basketball operations in Trajan Langdon. Was hired about a month ago, and as we said, I guess Monty expected to be back for a second year. We know how bad it was the Pistons. They were setting NBA records for losing streaks this year and everything else in Monty's first year. If he's not the highest paid, he's right up there among the highest paid coaches in the league with that deal he got from Detroit, and he will get all of this money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was talking about with John off air, is that to me they almost did Monty Williams a favor. I realize you've been fired now. A couple times, Phoenix, Detroit. But I was listening to Udonis Haslam on him, I guess it was yesterday, maybe this morning. Monty Williams, when it comes to players in this league,
yep.
Set aside what front offices think of him, and clearly Detroit thought a ton of him to pay him that much money.
Yep.
But he is highly respected by the players in this league. And so the idea, okay, I've been fired twice now by Phoenix and Detroit. I'm so embarrassed. Bro, he got $65 million to leave a bad situation in this instance with Detroit.
Yep.
Possibly, again, we're talking about ships going nowhere. With the way they draft, with the way they've conducted their business, there's no guarantee Langdon comes in there and he's any different. And so, for me, they did Monty Williams a favor here in terms of you get the money, you don't have to work. Now, again, and you're still respecting this league by the players, we'll see what happens. Somebody was asking me yesterday when this news broke, oh, man, this is awesome. The Grizzlies can go out and get a Monty Williams or somebody to go help Taylor Jenkins. And here's what I told that listener was that, listen, I think Monty Williams, with all the money he's still owned, I think he's still getting money from Phoenix. Maybe I'm wrong on that one. Either way, with the money he's still got, Monty can wait on another head coaching gig as opposed to – now, maybe he wants to. Maybe he wants to be on a bench. I'd imagine a break would be nice, but maybe he wants to be on a bench. If he does, I'm sure he can pick any assistant spot in the league that he wants to.
Right.
But my feeling is you're not going to get a Monty Williams with that much money in his pocket. Why not wait? Just wait until the next opening comes around. Maybe that's in a year. Maybe it's in 2 years. But
yep.
I think at this point, I would be looking to pick a better situation. You know, maybe Monty would say, I highly doubt he'd say it was a mistake to take Detroit based on what they paid him, but maybe with your next one, you're going to look for more of a stable situation in terms of, you know, there's a little bit more security. That organization's roster looks better.
Yep.
Their front office is making better decisions. So Monty Williams fired again, but
yeah.
I don't shed a tear because, again, the guy's still getting $65 million, and I'm sure we'll see him pop back up on a bench here, whether it's as an assistant or a head coach here soon.
Yeah, he got what is it total from the Suns and the Pistons? What's the total number?
I
think it's 85.
I just got the 65 he's got from Detroit. I don't remember. I don't know how much is left on the Suns.
I think he had 20 to go away from the Suns. So $85 million to not work. I mean, are you kidding me? That is a now listen, he had a very tragic life. Believe it or not. I mean, we all remember what happened with his wife, and it was the car accident, right? I mean, that's you know, that there's probably no amount of money, right, that you wouldn't pay to undo that. But $85 million to never have to work a day in your life again is like the dream. It is the dream for anybody on this planet. And like whatever, like what you're a failed NBA coach, I'll be a failed anything for a half of that, a fraction of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can call me whatever the hell you want. Just call me paid. You know what I mean?
He was in the finals in 22.
Yeah, I mean,
coach of the years and everything else.
Maybe you can't even use the word fail. But again, it doesn't matter what verbiage you want to use with that. I mean, $85 million is crazy to just not have to work. You know, it's a wild world. If you can ever get to that, you know, platform in sports, and you see it in college too. These coaches getting paid not to coach. You know, I don't know how we ever got. I guess in the NBA it's all guaranteed, but I don't know how we ever got in college. Everybody gets the full payout
mm-hmm.
when they get fired. I'd have said, hell nah. Who started that?
A good agent.
A good agent, probably with a good coach. And then, like, all the other coaches are like, well, he got that.
Yeah, it became, you know.
You know, why don't I get that?
In mainstream.
But I don't know, dog. I mean, this just seems crazy to me, man. Like, it's pretty risk-free at the end of the day. You know,
Stephen A. said the Lakers should consider Monty over JJ.
Yeah, I saw that.
What do you think about that?
Some people think it's just like, you know, him taking a shot at JJ or the fact that
Well, remember, JJ's come on a show, so right. it's not like they hate each other or anything.
No,
they're actually pretty tight. I think this is where, and I'm not usually on his side, but this is where I go with Stephen A. Smith. There are questions on JJ. He has not earned this. Sure, we can watch the podcast. We can say the IQ is high. We can say the relationship with LeBron is strong.
Yeah.
But just like Steve Nash, there's no guarantee this guy's going to come in and be some great coach or some great fixer of the Lakers. Again, what matters more is their roster.
Yeah.
And so Stephen A. bringing up what I think are fair points about JJ Redick's inexperience for a job like this, I think is fair, particularly him bringing them up when he's got a relationship with the guy. I think he's keeping it real on JJ. To his point, just Monty's at least been to a finals, you know. But, again, if I'm Monty Williams, it's the same situation. I might be fired there after a year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can sit on this, what'd you say, 85 if it's 20 from Phoenix as well.
Exactly.
I can sit on that and wait on post-LeBron and see what's out there after that.
Exactly. So, anyway, yeah, It's a great time to be Monty Williams right now, just because
my bank account fat, and you don't have to deal with the mess that was the Detroit roster, you know, and trying to turn that into a winner.
Next story.
Hey, last night on Amazon Prime, it was the pop out. Now, I was knocked out. I was sleeping.
Bro, it was really like in the day.
It was like
that's the strange thing about it. No, I think it was over by like 7 or something. Maybe that was West Coast time.
I thought you were texting me late. You were texting me at like 9.
It wasn't that. Bro, why 9 is not late, first of all.
It is for me.
And so it was. Maybe it was 4 to 7 California time and, you know, and I'm saying it was 3 hours. It seemed like about. What was weird is that it was like it was a mid-afternoon concert
in LA. You texted me at 9:45.
In Inglewood.
And you said, you watching this K-Dot concert.
Well, that was the last of it.
Oh,
and think, so out there it is, gotcha. What, 7:45, and it had literally gone in the afternoon to early evening.
Okay.
So, no, you're right. It ended a little later, but
yeah,
how are you in the bed at 9:45?
Bro, I'm just trying to get them 8 hours, dog. It was a long day of reflection and exploration yesterday.
Right.
All right, it takes it out of you. What did we learn? Everybody was there. DeMar DeRozan was there. Russ was there. LeBron was there.
The Crips and the Bloods were there.
Crips and the Bloods were there. I mean, everybody was there last night at the concert.
It was in Inglewood.
At the pop out. And are we officially saying that Drake is done? It's over now?
I mean, they were dancing on his grave last night.
Damn.
They not like us.
They not like us.
And he did it six times to finish off the show. But then the really symbolic part, the good thing out of this, and I guess it's all at Drake's expense, so he wouldn't tell you it's good, but he had like every walk, every neighborhood pretty much represented in L.A. And I'm talking about in terms of you know, the guys in the gangs, gangbang, whatever y'all want to call it, Crips, Bloods, everything. He had them all represented for the most part and up on the stage, along with, as John said, some West Coast hoopers like Westbrook and those guys, DeRozan out there. Remember, DeRozan used to be a rapper. Drake used to, Drake used to claim him.
Yeah.
And so now you got him on the stage with, you know, the man that now is Drake's nemesis and Kendrick Lamar. Dude, the more important thing, they had come to this peace, this sort of West Coast unison, you know, at the expense of or for a cause, and at least that cause is, you know, these diss tracks of Drake, man. And they were all on, you know, guys that would usually be rivals if they weren't mean mugging each other on corners, Crips and Bloods, whatever else. They might be shooting or starting something. These guys were all up on stage, man, for one cause, and it was Kendrick Lamar's music and these hits on Drake. And so, again, it was, you know, we've talked about it. That beef and those diss tracks seemed to get a little personal, a little bit too personal. We said, man, this is going to lead to some, you know, some the kind of stuff that we saw we didn't want to see from Pac and from Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we're not still headed there. But what it did, and you can't debate, is, man, it brought some brothers together last night who clearly would never be in the same room all on one accord like they were. And they took pictures of it. It seemed like a real culturally significant evening.
Right.
Well, not just your average concert.
Yeah.
You know, your average K-Dot concert.
Yeah, I respect that. You know, obviously,
you know, on Juneteenth.
Yeah, right, for sure, which is, you know, really not something I could speak to in terms of, you know, that. I understand that.
Well, I just think it adds to the cultural significance. And maybe, the you know, yes, you can't. You're going to weigh in here somewhere. Not sure you can get in that, you know.
I am.
Again, you didn't watch. You going to go back and watch?
I watched. I saw all of it. It all came to my TikTok, bro. It all was on my TikTok this morning. I watched all of it. I mean, the euphoria backtrack.
When you were reflecting and exploring yesterday, you just reflecting on how good Reed Shepard's going to be and the next great white American basketball player. You weren't reflecting on Juneteenth.
Not on Juneteenth. I was not thinking about Reed. That was not where I was at.
Okay.
I was thinking about...
Doesn't look like you weren't watching the Kendrick Lamar concert. Juneteenth concert.
On Juneteenth, I was like, I have black friends. That's kind of the way I was reflecting, bro. I mean, is that going to be a problem?
You didn't call me or anything. We just texted. It's not like you had me over.
What I need to do, man? I need to.
You were too busy with the pool.
Yeah, bro. I was reflecting, dude. I mean, I was watching the reflection in the
again,
pool.
Again, I'm just. If you can't say we explored and reflected, if we didn't explore and reflect.
You don't know what I was doing, man.
And I just came in here. You didn't know nothing about Galveston. You didn't know nothing about the 2 years. You look, and I didn't either, coming up through Memphis School.
I mean, it's crazy.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just questioning what
fault.
You reflected and on and explored yesterday.
Okay, it's
freaking Reed Shepard draft stock.
It's too much to put into one segment.
Where's Dalton Kinect going?
One little segment of a segment. It's actually insulting to the entire day for me to try to summarize it and put it in a segment of a segment of a segment. You know, so again, if you want to do the whole hour three, we can bring Jeff in on it at 1:25. We can do the whole thing, you know. But I think it deserves just a little bit more oxygen than what you're asking me to give it right now. You know, I think I obviously watched the recaps and the highlights of the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Started with Euphoria.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm pretty, you know, well versed and educated on what happened there. Can I weigh in on the cultural significance? I cannot. I'm a little worried that I'm, you know, not welcome here in terms of being a Kendrick Lamar fan. Like, but you told me I'm fine, so I'll go with that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Because I've been rocking with K-Dot since, you know, 2013, you know. So if you look at my recaps right now on my YouTube music, he's number one.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want
to... You look like you're on the right side of it right now.
Oh, I never thought it was a debate on the
it's
whole
a tough day for
beef
Drake
thing.
Yesterday.
Like, I can't believe there are some people in that group chat I'm in with college basketball that thought, you know, again, this was months ago, that thought Drake was getting the better of Kendrick, and there was never any part of that exchange.
I think at one point I kind of did too.
Well, again, we all sin, we all do, and the important thing is that you clearly have come over. You know, you left Drake in the past. I don't know.
I mean, I think I could still appreciate both, but
yeah,
it feels like Kendrick was the winner.
I've seen people say that like this was never about Drake really, that it was just about what he represents. Like the smartest thing I heard was that it was never about Drake. It was about the fact that he's not really a genuine, piece of hip hop. That he basically kind of parachuted in as an actor from Canada, and you know, because he had the cachet, got other rappers to kind of come along for the ride and do features and stuff like that. And everybody kind of, let's be clear, everybody benefited from each other, right? I mean, it's not like Drake hasn't been featured on multiple different hip hop, like the other way, right? But basically that, like, he didn't really pay his dues. It's kind of the way, that's why Not Like Us, I think, is the whole idea there. Like, you didn't really come up in the same vein. And you represent what hip hop has kind of become, which is just this pop, like, you know what I'm saying, inauthentic, you know, version of what it used to be. Because it is different. You know, you listen to today versus 20 years ago,
yeah,
30 years ago, you know, it's not the same. So that's just my part of my dissertation that you're asking for.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? So
that was some real reflection there, by you.
Yeah, I mean,
yesterday's moment.
I'll be honest. I think my hip hop bona fides are well established by this point.
Eminem is one, and then everybody else is comes in after that. We understand how you look at the rap scene,
right? And
the history of rap. Eminem up top.
Was he not the first MC? I mean, really and truly.
No.
Come on, dog. You got to give me that one. You got to give me that. He was the first, bro.
Let's stop.
Who else? CDs?
Really, I mean, you have to go so many chapters into the history of rap before you'll find Eminem down deep in there.
And what chapter would that be called?
Again, I don't know what it'd be called, but we'd have the Eminem chapter,
yeah,
and it'd be like 13 or 14, and be on down the list.
It would be called The Day That Hip Hop Elevated.
All right.
That was, am I wrong or right?
No, I think Pam's waiting to hit the next story button, and I'm going to have her do that.
Next story.
That's right. John and I don't like talking balls around here. Y'all get it. We're a couple of University of Memphis grads, but they did take care of Florida State yesterday, and they have advanced to an all-SEC College World Series final. They are the number one seed, these Tennessee Vols, 58-12 now. They're going to play Texas A&M for the championship beginning on Saturday. Southeastern Conference, what's this, at least one team in the finals for the 15th time in 16 years. And it's an all-SEC finals, SEC finals for the second straight year and third time in four. SEC runs college basketball. And when this started, I kind of wanted to hate on Tennessee and said they're going to go in there and do what they always do. Come up short, but this Tennessee team, and I will say controversially in the first game against Florida State, but you got it, they took care of business when given the opportunity again and beat them the second time yesterday to advance here. And so looks like Vols, John, going to get them a baseball title here if they can knock off Texas A&M. I'm not going to pretend to tell you or tell you I got any idea who comes out of this, but it does just go to show you in terms of college basketball, if you ain't playing the SEC, you ain't at the top.
You're really not, and that's what makes it hard for a program like Memphis to ever really amount to anything.
Oh, especially in terms of keeping, you know, the local talent that you got.
Yeah.
I know a lot of that's out the window these days. Things have changed. Guys have gone out of town and succeeded elsewhere. But if you can't even keep the local talent because most of the local talent wants to go out and be in the SEC, which has been the case for years,
exactly.
What are you getting? You're getting transfer guys from other programs. And so
it's tough.
How do you compete at the highest level?
It's almost impossible. Really. And I don't know what the ambition is, per se.
I think for a team like, for Memphis,
mm-hmm,
much harder right now up that path than it is even for a Memphis football to get to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a route there. The route from Memphis baseball to,
no doubt,
you know, real success in the College World Series, I don't know that that's actually there.
Yeah, I gave up on the college baseball thing.
What's the NIL situation like for Memphis baseball?
Oh, I don't think it's
exactly. I'm saying, we don't even talk about them getting a piece of the pie there.
Yeah.
I mean, so what you're working with, you're already at a disadvantage because you got significantly less. And so, just a tough road to hoe.
It is.
I imagine the same thing's true for softball, which has been bad. And
yes, yes.
But in terms of how do you compete?
The Memphis softball employed a coach that had, I believe, I need to see the record here. I mean, it was egregious. Stephanie Van Brakel Prothrow was her name. And her record was, I want to make sure I get it here, 8-43 last year. And
wow.
And she was 6-44 this year. Okay. So she had a combined record of 14-87.
How many softball coaches we had?
I don't know, but that has got to be the worst record ever by someone at Memphis over a 2-year span. I mean, that's honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was going on?
No, I was looking up. I thought we had another one. Wasn't it Wendy Fees or something like that? I think so. We've had a couple, I want to say, maybe. Maybe yeah. That's not her name, but I want to say there was one before this one.
You know, we've talked so much.
My point is that we've historically been awful at this.
Well, yeah, but I mean, obviously something is.
I don't know that we can be great. I don't know that there's any coach that can come in here.
But you'd be better than 6-44, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's. I mean, they were 1-26 in their league, bro. That is awful. I mean, I'm not trying to pile on, but damn.
Well, you got tied in line. You can't just shut stuff down.
No, I'm not saying shut it down. I'm saying, like, sure. I mean, they did the right thing, but it's amazing that you went from 16% winning percentage the year before, and you're like, we can't be worse, and they were worse, you know? I mean, in 2022, they were at least 16-38. I mean, that's bad, but it's not, you know, single-digit wins, you know?
Yeah. Well, now, Wendy Thies was a while back, 05-11.
We got to do better, man. We got to do better with softball, you know? God, put something in it or do away with it. That's how I feel.
What happened to my
They were 16-9 in 2021.
Where's Christy Bingham? Used to be the St. Benedict softball coach. She was a legend.
Yeah.
And you should go find her.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, she may be coaching a college right now. I have no idea. But she was the stud when I was on the prep scene.
Yeah. I don't know. Either. At any rate, yeah, SEC does run college baseball. I assume they run college softball as well, especially with Texas and Oklahoma now going over in the SEC. All right, when we come back, Joe Cooper is not returning to Memphis.
Oh, yeah, a couple things.
And he laid waste to the Memphis basketball program.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Get into that when we get back. Wow. Jason and John, @return FM, ESPN.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Mike Norvell on X @Coach_Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
No, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate
really,
it.
Really proud of you.
Appreciate it.
You're off to a great start for your career.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying planning credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-467-0842 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-467-0842. That's 800-467-0842. What do you have to lose? Call 800-467-0842. Again, 800-467-0842.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are 2 air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Get ready because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO53896, MSRP 30895, PF695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
This is a consumer alert to all U.S. taxpayers who owe the IRS back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, you can now take advantage of active programs that provide relief to struggling taxpayers and may reduce or eliminate what you owe if you qualify, even if you are facing liens, levies, audits, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan. Call the Easy Tax Relief Helpline now to check what savings you may qualify for at 800-505-8196. You may qualify to reduce up to 99% of what you owe or for other special programs. Once qualified and enrolled, you can rest assured that your assets are protected and all collection efforts will be stopped. Billions of dollars in savings are available through these relief programs for struggling taxpayers, but you must call to see if you qualify. To see what savings you qualify for, call 800-505-8196. 800-505-8196. That's 800-505-8196.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grilling out. It's as American as fireworks, as hot dogs and hamburgers, and as Kingsford Original Charcoal. Because enjoying that unmistakable aroma and sharing the authentic wood-fired flavor of Kingsford Original with great friends makes the 4th of July even more special than it already is. And that's pretty special. So here's to America, and here's to Kingsford Original Charcoal, America's grilling expert. Kingsford.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna make up at this seat. You can't hear that switch, but you can hear them.
Mortgage rates fell for third week in a row this week, which means that the market's going to heat up. I mean, it was already crazy, but it's going to get even crazier, it feels like. And so you need a team of experts with you when you are looking to sell your home. That's the Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. They are the best. Easiest to get in touch with, easiest to help with marketing and staging your home. They are the absolute best. They're going to help you make the most money for your home. But you got to reach out. Sold to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Vanneman's, who we've told you about, they called Live Love, heard about them from us. We're thankful for that, both for listening and for taking our advice. Met with several other agents and investors, too, who told them there was no way they could sell that house and get out from under it. When they met with Jen, she told them, yep, we're going to do it 100%. Going to sell your home and help you find your dream home as well. And that's what they did. So we're other agents and groups are telling you no, Live Love can tell you yes. If there's any way to get it done, it's going to get done with Jennifer Carstensen and her team. You know about my story 5.5 years ago, got me out of a situation I thought was hopeless. Call them up, 901-625-5200, 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
So Joe Cooper was a member of the Memphis basketball program. If you'll remember, you know, he was, as a walk-on, you know, getting on the court. He was a fan favorite, right? A Memphis area kid who, you know, was playing and you know, was sort of weighing whether or not to come back. Well, he's not coming back. And he actually spoke to Parth from the Daily Memphian about his time at Memphis. And he was not complimentary, shall we say. I'm just going to read to you from the piece, you know, what he had to say. It was kind of heartbreaking. Just because you're like a kid going to live out this dream, then you get into it, and it was, to be honest, the worst experience I've ever experienced. And the only thing that kept me going was the city and the fans. So that's the only reason I would have stayed, because sometimes you just have to make sacrifices. Just me seeing people smile.